when we've got the tech tools now that have become part of everyday life, like Zoom and Teams and Messenger and FaceTime and WhatsApp, and does anyone still use Skype? Anyway, we can speak face-to-face with pretty much whoever we want, whenever we want. But still, there is nothing quite like actual, in real life, face-to-face community meetings. Indeed, there's nothing like attending a really good beauty industry event. Problem is, are there really any good events to attend in the beauty building business world anymore? Hi, I'm Adam Chatterley, and this is the Beauty Business Podcast. It's a podcast for people who run a beauty or wellness business. Basically, if you provide treatments or services for your clients, then it's for you. Now, whether you're a skincare expert, a lash technician, a massage therapist, esthetician, permanent makeup artist, waxing specialist, whatever your area of expertise, if you'd like to have more prospects, more leads, and more clients than you can handle, and if you'd like to be making more money whilst having more fun than you think should be legal, well, you're in the right place. So whether you're starting out or you've been in the industry for years, I'm going to be giving you the lowdown on the tools, strategies, techniques, and systems that will help you. Plus, I'll be offering some inspiration and philosophization to ensure you start having more fun, and more importantly, you're making more money in your beauty business as quickly as possible. We're proud to now have over 1 million downloads worldwide and hundreds of five-star ratings and reviews. This is the podcast specifically for independent beauty business owners. So if you want to check out all the episodes, the guides, the downloads, the links and the giveaways, or you want to say hello and maybe ask a question, just head to beautybusinesspodcast.com. Now I get it. There is a place for your massive exhibition hall style events with thousands of stands from thousands of suppliers, all trying to convince you that, you know, their product is better than the next guy's, which some people enjoy. And yeah, there's a place for it. I'd rather poke myself in the eye. That's just me. And I obviously am going to want to be gravitating towards, be drawn towards those events that specifically focus on building the businessy side of your business. But when it comes to events and conferences, and I mean real kind of high level specific conferences for the discerning independent beauty business owner, well, I think they're really thin on the ground, and especially in the UK until now. And no, before you get too excited, I have not launched my own event yet, but this is the next best thing, because I have suggested to, hinted, pestered, ultimately persuaded the people behind my absolute favorite event from the corporate spa world to bring their conference model over to the independent operator world of beauty and skin. So here's the backstory. Now, about 15 years ago, a new conference called Spa Life hit the scene in Europe, initially in the UK. Unsurprisingly, it was for the spa world, which was still very much in its kind of relative infancy as a true industry in its own right back at that time. Now, the first year, that event changed everything. It was not a massive exhibition hall type event. It wasn't some kind of corporate jolly away to a nice location for only the highest paid corporate business leaders, you know, under the guise of it being doing some real work. This was high level, real world networking, learning, inspiration, and all of it neatly packed into a single day at the time. Now, over time, this conference evolved into its present format, which is a 2 and a bit day event. It's easily become my favorite spa conference to attend. But after speaking with the organizers, I've convinced them, along with a couple of others, I've convinced them to create a version of their event for independent salon owners. And this event is what I like to call perfectly formed, because it's not huge numbers of people. And that, I think, makes it accessible and valuable and not scary. Now, so far, it's been held twice before, and it's improved with each iteration. But the problem is, because it's such a unique format, it makes it very difficult to explain how it works and the value that you will get from it just in a simple web page. And I remember last year when I was at the event, at the start of the day, a number of business owners who kind of knew me, I guess, from the podcast and the YouTube channel, kind of come up to me and secretly confide that they weren't 100% sure what they were supposed to be doing or where they were supposed to be. But a short explanation from me gave them the outline of where they should be, at least to start the day off with. And without a single exception, every single person came up to the end of the day and told me that they absolutely loved the event. They couldn't believe how much it had transformed their thinking, how much they'd learned, what they didn't know, and what they thought they knew but didn't know. It was amazing. So I thought, to prevent you missing out on this event, because it is so unique, I've arm-twisted one of the owners and the chief organisers of the event, Andrew, here onto the podcast today to share the story of how they started working in the spa and the beauty and the wellness conference world, how they developed this format and the benefits that they believe it brings to independent operators, brands and suppliers alike. Now, this event can genuinely transform your business in a day with learning, with knowledge, with inspiration, with networking, with new connections, with other people in the same industry as you, in an environment that means you get to support both those behind you, chat to those that are at the same level of you, and be inspired by those who are ahead of you. So why conferences and events? Why is this something that you've ended up really focusing on?
Well, it's a good question, and I wish I had a good answer. But I guess it suits, I mean, it's a very interesting business to be in. Mm-hmm. And it suits our skill levels, our skill sets maybe, you know, very organized, very creative, love people. Yeah. And in an industry that, you know, we've been working in and working for quite a while. So I guess kind of fell into it, really. We've done quite a range of different things, sort of being entrepreneurial, if you can use that term to talk about yourself, you know, from health and fitness management through, you know, health clubs and leisure centres through to hotels and publishing, all sorts of different things. And we ended up running a hotel management company. We created our own company to run these businesses. And we specialized in rescue and recovery.
Yeah.
So, you know, for your listeners, this is the boring bit of how I got to where we are. Running hotels is great fun. It's really fun, a really fun business. But rescue and recovery basically means we were given distressed properties or businesses that were in trouble by the banks and the administrators. Turn them around effectively. Mm-hmm. But of course, when you do that, the banks realize that, you know, that asset is now saleable again. And they just went ahead and sold them without giving us any warning. So, and the thing about hotels in any town is the hoteliers in that town know the value of a good hotel that's running. So they all came in with bids and bought the properties were then sold. And we were sitting there twiddling our thumbs again. So, you know, as you do with consultancy, your project finishes. Right. What next?
You kind of did yourself out of a job.
we absolutely did. Yes. We sat there thinking, well, we had the idea for many years of launching this event, and we used to go to events in the health and fitness sector, which was, you know, sort of 15, 20 years ahead of where spa was at the time. So we thought, well, look, that's an opportunity. I think that style of event would work well for spa. So fortunately for us, we were very well connected in the spa sector. And when we said we were going to run an event, the people that we knew trusted us enough to say, fine, well, if they're going to do that, they'll deliver. So they turned up. And the rest is history, I guess. So the first one went very, very well, far better than anyone had expected.
So this is spa life, obviously. This is for the spa world,
And It basically just went from strength to strength. We changed it every year. We evolved the format based on feedback. Ultimately, we got to the format that it currently is, which is a 2.5-day event. Yeah, that was ticking over really nicely. And then a couple of our sponsors came to us and said, we love this event, Andrew. Okay, there's got to be a but. But maybe 60, 70% of our business is clearly in the spa sector. The other 30 to 40% is in salons and the beauty sector. Would you consider running an event in that industry? You could call it Salon Life. That was their suggestion. So we did. We thought, well, look, if there's a demand, we'll give it a go. And I think, if my memory serves me correctly, I think you were actually at the first event, Adam. Is that right?
I was. Yeah, I felt I was one of those voices as well who was saying, do you know what this? Because I mean, again, for context, when was the first Spa Life? I feel like that was
2019. Spa Life, beg your
spa
pardon.
Spa Life,
2010.
So easily over 10 years. So you've been running that for 10 years. I must have attended the vast majority of those, if not all of them. And I was one of those people. I was like, this format is fantastic. I've been to events all around the world, and I've never seen another event that has the format that you have, the amount that you get in there. So I was definitely one of those voices as well going, this format would work brilliantly for salons. Mm-hmm. And salon owners. So yeah, I was at the event in 2019. And then obviously we kind of know what happened after that. So it went quiet for a tiny bit. So you ran it again last year. Again, bigger success. And this is why I wanted to have this conversation with you, Andrew, because I'm a huge fan of the format that you put on. Mm-hmm. Now, like you said, the spa conference has grown to now be this 2.5 day conference with the days as people know it. The salon life that you put on last year, which I believe is the same format as that you're going to be running again this year.
It is, yeah, exactly the same.
It's kind of a day and a half. So there's kind of a half day before, and then there's the main bit on the full day. I think the complicated bit is once you said this to me just as we were chatting before, once people come to it and experience the event and how it works, it all makes sense and people love it. But because there's nothing else like it out there, it's so difficult to explain to people exactly what it is, which is why I wanted to have this conversation, because I think a very quick conversation can get across how it works much easier than any amount of information pages that you can put out on the web. So talk us through the actual event itself. So starting on the day before, what happens on the day before the main event for Salon Life?
I guess I'll talk from the perspective of the delegate rather than the sponsors.
Absolutely.
I mean, the sponsors.
Well, this is some terminology we should probably introduce as well, because again, you use slightly different terms to a lot of people in the
good point. Yes, it's language we use internally. So we have sponsors who are suppliers who more or less fund the event, because they are looking to meet with our delegates, and our delegates are the salon owners, operators, and managers. So on day zero, for want of a better word, the sponsors show up to set up their stand so that they're in place.
Yep.
And then on the evening of day zero, the delegates who have to travel a long way and don't want to be fighting through the traffic and at early o'clock will arrive the night before, and we'll put them up, all included in their ticket price. And we have a networking, icebreaker event. Everybody starts having a good time and letting their guard down and starting chatting with people. So it's a nice way to start meeting people.
That is key for me because, and again, anyone who's kind of got the lens on at the moment of thinking of this as some sort of huge exhibition hall style event is immediately off to the wrong start because this is why
it's
I love
a very
it.
It's
a very intimate event. There are obviously, like you say, there are the, what do you call them? The sponsors. There are the sponsors there.
Delegates, yeah.
There's a select number of them. You're very specific about who you bring along. So there are not huge numbers of them. And my experience is that the brands, the suppliers, the people who are supporting the event, they tend to send along their quite high level people, which is another difference for me. So it's not people who you'd typically see manning a stand at, say, a big, exhibition hall type event. They tend to send along their...
Not by any stretch of the imagination, though. This is, we target senior managers and decision makers only.
Yeah.
We don't do therapists. We don't do students. It is management, peer level networking.
Okay. So they come to the networking event. They actually get to meet at that time, like you say, their peers, other business owners, or the beauty business owners, the salon owners, as well as the people from the brands as well. So it's that very non-salesy environment. So they get to meet them then. And like you say, barriers are down, there's a bit of food, there's a couple of drinks, everyone kind of gets to meet. And that just means that the next day, when I think of it as the actual event starts, everyone sort of already met each other. You've probably already met someone from the night before, you bump into them usually at breakfast and things. So it's not this kind of awkward start to an event day where you don't know anyone and you're kind of standing in the corner and you don't know what to do. Everyone's kind of in there and in the room straight away. So that's a key for me as well. And then obviously you have the sort of the kickoff, the opening welcome speech. But then this is when something happens for the morning that I'm not aware of happens anywhere else. First of all, tell us what you call it, because I maybe call it something different when I try and explain it. So tell me what you call it.
officially, we call it speed networking.
Perfect.
But it is effectively speed dating for businesses. Yeah, it's a very quick short introduction between a potential buyer and supplier. So if you are brand X trying to get hold of the head of buying for any particular salon brand and salon chain, you know, it could take you 6 to 12 months to get the meeting. As long as we've got them there, you're guaranteed more or less a 15 to 20 minute introduction to them and 8, 9, 10 other prospective buyers. And you won't be matched with anybody that has said, no, I don't want to meet that person. Because that's a critical part of our networking matching software, is that the buyers get a list of the suppliers and the suppliers get a list of the buyers. And they say, yes, I'd like to meet that one, that one, that one. And no, I don't want to meet that one, that one, that one. And the software does that. So you're guaranteed that the person that you're meeting with has got an interest in your product. It doesn't guarantee a sale, of course, you know.
No, absolutely not. And that's another thing. It's that sort of informality. It's very much seen as a kind of an introduction, but you get some kind of actual one-on-one time with the people you want to speak to. Like I said, you, at a senior level, you get to ask the questions you want to ask. You know, I'm sure from your suppliers, there's an expectation of a sale at some point, but it's not. There's no one expecting to sell stuff on the day, and that's never
It does happen.
It does happen quite a lot,
but no, it's not guaranteed. I mean, ultimately, it's like promotions. You can send out a promotion and we can drive your leads to your door, but that doesn't mean they're going to buy because you've got to close them. Yeah. Going back to the whole sort of ice-breaking thing, you said it's not salesy. I mean, I guess it is in a way because, you know, people buy people. So sure. It's all about relationship building. And once you know someone and you've built up some rapport, you then trust them a little bit more, so you're a little bit more open to their pitch. So, you know, all these things move towards a more successful outcome.
It does. And that's the fun part of this as well, because like you say, it feels like speed dating because you have these tables set up.
It is speed dating.
It is speed dating. So the suppliers stay put. Let me get it. The suppliers stay put on their table, and it's the business owners who move around and go see their brands based on the schedule that they get. So you really do get to have, I forget how many it is. Is it like 10 meetings?
Salon Life, I think they get, I think it's eight.
So you guarantee eight meetings with someone who you either specifically wanted to speak to or are open to meeting with, have a great conversation, find out some more stuff, and that all happens so quickly. That level of meetings would take weeks, months,
if you're a business director, a business development director for a brand, like I said, you can be on the road for months trying to get these people at God knows whatever cost. And from the operator's point of view, again, if you invite them to your salon, it's very disruptive to the operation. Mm-hmm. It takes your time, and you know all the time that you're with them. You're thinking, has Billy Bob cleaned the salon properly? Has they taken the cash correctly? You're distracted with your day-to-day operational issues, whereas here you focus on working on the business as opposed to working in the business. And do you know what, Adam? It is a great way to do business, though I say it myself. I would love someone to run an event like this that I could go to, because everyone seems to be having so much fun. And we're just on our toes the whole
running
time.
Running around like crazy. Yeah, exactly. And the funny thing is, that's just the morning, because then that kind of bit stops. We all go and have some lunch. The room magically transforms. And then there's the second half of the day. So tell us what happens in the second half of the day.
Well, perhaps I should point out that there are exhibition stands in place, but I mean, as I said, it's not a trade show. It's a display stand, which is, like a trestle table with some displays on it, or I guess the sponsors go as far as they want to go with banners and things like that. So those are in place throughout the entire day. So you have a meeting, the speed networking meeting, and if you're an operator, you might go, well, kind of like the cut of your jib, I like what you're saying, and I believe most of it. So how can you prove it? Well, you go straight to the display stand, you touch it, taste it, feel it, smell it, whatever the product might be, and take it from there.
Yeah.
So, that's a really quick way of benchmarking, I guess, all the brands against each other. Mm-hmm. So then those stands stay in place, and we then move on to the afternoon conference session. So the conference is put together with support from likes of Habia, Babtac, the NHBF, who tell us what their members' issues are. Mm-hmm. And we then source experts to present on those topics. So it's a very, very straightforward. It's currently all in the same room. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in the conference session, the seminar, you go to it. If you're not, you hang at the back and carry on networking around this expo area. But we use the silent seminar technology, which I don't know if you're familiar with. Yep. So speakers wear a headset, headset mic and some headphones, and all of the audience wear the headsets. And it means that you can carry on the buzz behind you and have those conversations there without disrupting the conference. And there's breaks within the conference day, you know, regular breaks where you can go get a coffee, and all the refreshments are in the expo area. So again, from the brand's perspective, there's always people floating around that they can talk to.
Yeah.
I don't know if that answers your question or not.
It just means, so for me, it means, I know it's now kind of the day and a half because there's the networking thing there, but it just means so much gets done in a day. There's so much value there because you get to have these meetings. It's very much on your terms. There's always, like you say, the expos to go and find out some more, kind of extend those meetings. There's the peer networking as well. I mean, that's something that doesn't really get sold as a value proposition on your paperwork. But I think that meeting of other people who are having the same struggles and challenges and wins and everything is so powerful as well. And then you've got the conference. Yeah, there's, how many is there, sort of 3 or 4 or 5 speakers?
We have a keynote address, which is always aimed at inspiring everybody in the room, whether they're as a buyer or a supplier or whatever. Then we have the sort of how-to breakout sessions and seminars, which are focused on a particular topic. So we have 5 this year, I believe, 5 sessions.
Perfect. So yeah, so there's some learning to be had, but equally, if it's not your, you know, if that subject is you're either you don't have a problem with or it's not your jam, you can go and have a look more around the expo, meet some more people. It just flows so nicely. And like you say, I think it's that fact that from the sponsors and the buyers' point of view, it all seems to flow so easily, yet there's so much running around behind the scenes to make that actually happen, which you guys do so effortlessly.
You know the old saying, isn't it? When you're just, I don't know, whether it's a work meeting or a family party, organizing is a thankless job. You know, people think it's easy, but you sit down and try and get it done. It's a tough job, but you know, that's the world we live in, and we really enjoy it. So,
yeah, and honestly, yeah, you do such a great job. Honestly, I cannot say how much of a fan I am of these events, and I'm so pleased you brought that spa life model into the salon world. So, so obviously, I am going to be there. I'm definitely going to be there, involved. So, how do people? We'll put some links in the show notes and everything, but how do people get involved? How do they sign up? How do they find out more?
Well, it's really easy. Just like anything else, you go to the website and book a ticket.
Amazing.
I guess there are a number of different ticket options, but we call them a buyer ticket, which is basically gives you the entire event, which means you get a series of meetings and the conference. We have another ticket, which is called the premium buyer, which is the one that includes the night, the overnight accommodation and the pre-event welcome drinks and reception and that sort of stuff. So they're exceptionally good value. I wish I had my website open so I could tell you the pricing, but they are very, very good value. And as I say, they really do work well. And it's once, as I think you said at the beginning, once people understand it and have experienced it, they tend to come back because it is good fun and it's a good way to do business because it works.
Yes. So, quick highlights then. So it is in May. Remind me of the dates this year. Currently we're 2024. Obviously people might be listening to this in the future. And I believe you do intend to run this annually. So hopefully this will be happening every year.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping it will grow and grow. So yes.
Me too. So, but this year, May the...
Sunday 19th and Monday the 20th of May.
So 19th and 20th of May. It's happening in Birmingham this year because it moved slightly.
The McDonald Burlington Hotel in central Birmingham, which is slap bang opposite New Street Station. Literally come out of the station entrance, look left and right, and make sure the tram isn't coming, and your hotel is directly in front of you.
Amazing. And the website is www.salon-life.co.uk.
Perfect. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, so go on there. There's all the information on there. And you go to the, there's very clearly how you book. There's the two types of tickets, like you say. There's the overnight stay and there's just come for the day as well. I highly, highly recommend the overnight stay. It's not a huge amount more. You get the networking. And then, and the great thing for me is you're kind of there in the morning and fresh to get on with the day. You're not having to kind of deal with the traffic.
That's key, yeah. And I guess one thing we should mention before we exit is everyone leaves with a really lovely goodie bag.
Of course, yeah. Of course, the goodie bags, yes.
Our
yes,
sponsors the goodie bags. Are very generous. And you know, ultimately, what better way of getting your products into the hands of the people that use them than by sampling them? So we provide the service where they just deliver it, we do the logistics, and everyone leaves with a rather nice branded bag, which more often than not is worth more than the cost of the ticket.
Absolutely. But yeah, and they're highly sought after as well at the end of the show. I remember that every time.
Yeah. Can I have another one? Yeah, it's just a nice little thing that we started, and now they've become quite famous, our goodie bags.
They have. Amazing. Well, I know you're a very busy man, Andrew. Thank you so much for spending the time with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you and the guys and the team and everyone else at Salon Life later. And yeah, if there's anyone listening who'd love to come along, I would love to see you there as well. So thank you again.
Me too.
All the best and speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Now, you can probably tell, I highly, highly recommend this event. And I'm both honoured and excited to be involved again this year because I truly believe that this is a unique and incredible experience. And I can't think of any other way that you can get this much knowledge and inspiration and information in a single day in, about, and around your business. Until you've attended, you still can't quite understand exactly how it works. But I hope we've given you enough of an insight here, at least to make you curious enough to go and check out the website. So if you are in the UK, or if you can make it to the UK in mid-May 2024, it will definitely be worth your time. Now, the way the event is organized makes it great value. So be sure to check it out by visiting www.salon-life.co.uk or salon-life.co.uk, whichever you choose to use, or simply by clicking the link that's in the episode description and the show notes for this episode. That is salon-life.co.uk or salon-life.co.uk. .co.uk. And if you're listening to this in the future, don't think you've missed out, because I think this is definitely going to be an annual fixture on the conferences and events scene in the future. So you've not missed the boat. Same website, go check it out and see when the next event is on. I hope to see you there. You've been listening to the Beauty Business Podcast. My name is Adam Chatterley. And if you've enjoyed this show today, then you must make sure you don't miss another episode. Just click subscribe in whatever podcast application you are listening to this on to be notified when a new episode is released. And if you'd like even more help starting, growing, or scaling up your beauty business, then just go to beautybusinesspodcast.com/help. And there are a number of resources right there to entertain, enlighten, and assist you in your business journey, no matter what stage you're at.